Today, from the International Gospel Hour, we're going to the Old Testament and see what Joshua and David have in common. The Are You Listening Again series continues from the International Gospel Hour. Please stay with us.
On Jordan's thorny banks I stand.
Hi, this is Jay Webb for International Gospel Hour. For 90 years, Churches of Christ have proclaimed God's Word through International Gospel Hour. You are about to listen to another Bible-based lesson with Jeff Archie of International Gospel Hour, starting now.
I am bound for the promised land.
Beloved friends, we welcome you to another program designed to increase your understanding of the Bible and that your appreciation of it may be deepened. We are in a series of lessons pursuing how the passage of Numbers 23, verse 10, has been illustrated by so many of the faithful in Bible times. The passage in Numbers says, "Let me die the death of the righteous, and let my last end be like him." Previously, we portrayed the deaths of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Moses. All these died in the faith of Jehovah God. They died as righteous men, and hence their last end will be that reserved for all the people of piety. Joshua also closed his eyes in the sleep of death as a man of righteousness. Upon the death of Moses, Joshua was the commissioned leader of the Israelites. Great had already been his contributions to Israel as he faithfully served under Moses in the era of wilderness wandering and was their chief military leader. Now it was his responsibility to lead Israel into the strongholds of Canaan. This he successfully executed in subsequent years. His last days were spent in presenting heartfelt and deeply stirring exhortations to Israel. He wished above all for their loyal allegiance to Jehovah to remain safely intact, and I would like to urge all of us to read the entirety of Joshua 23 and 24. Now, lack of time precludes our referring to all the great gems of truth set forth in these two sparkling chapters of Old Testament history. Happily, the Hebrew nation for at least a few years heeded the wise words and sage statements of Joshua. The Bible says in Joshua 24:31 that Israel served Jehovah all the days of Joshua and all the days of the elders that outlived Joshua and had known all the work of Jehovah that he had wrought for Israel. In holy harmony with the type of death experienced by his illustrious predecessor, Moses, Joshua died as a servant of the Lord. Inspiration recorded his death in these words in Joshua 24:29. And it came to pass after these things that Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of Jehovah, died, being 110 years old. My friends, are you listening? Every responsible person will die as a servant to one of two spiritual rulers, regardless of who he is or where he may live. Many may serve Satan, and sadly, many will follow him. Or one may serve Jehovah God. Each responsible person will die as a servant of one or the other. Which one will it be in your case? Joshua died as a servant of God. He had lived a life of service to Jehovah God, and that fruitful life of dedicated service paved the way for Joshua's death as a servant. Do you wish to die as a servant of Jehovah God? Then live your life in His service. Such is the only proven way to ensure this type of death. Remember, my friends, we cannot live as servants of Satan and die as servants of Jehovah. It just does not work that way. It never has. It does not work that way currently, and it will never work that way in the future. We cannot live wrongly and die rightly. Surely the death of David would have to be included in any list of those who died as righteous men. By most any criterion, David has to be placed in the very forefront of Jehovah's great men. Other than names actually applied to deity, the name of David is used more frequently in sacred scripture than any other human being. His name occurs many more times than does that of Abraham. His early life as a shepherd boy upon the Judean hills in the days of ebb and flow emotions while in Saul's court as warrior and son-in-law to the king have captured the romantic interest of millions of biblical readers. Upon Saul's death, David ascended to the throne of Israelite authority. First, he ruled over Judah, his own home tribe. Next, he was given the rule over all the 12 tribes of Israel. For 40 eventful years, he swayed a successful scepter that none of his successors would ever equal or even come close to paralleling. The shepherd king treaded both the mountain peaks of unparalleled heights of greatness and descended to the deepest valley of shame and disgrace in the matter of Bathsheba. His final days were spent in preparing abundantly for the great temple soon to be erected by his heir to the throne, Solomon. Gratitude was prominent in his closing life. He was deeply grateful that Jehovah had made possible all the marvelous provisions he had made for the soon-to-be-erected temple. His last words of sage counsel were directed toward the youthful heir, Solomon. He sought to persuade the chosen heir of the throne to keep intact his precious faith in Jehovah God. In 1 Kings 2, verses 1 through 4, David said to Solomon, "Now the days of David drew nigh that he should die, and he charged his son Solomon, saying, I am going the way of all the earth. Be thou strong, therefore, and show thyself a man, and keep the charge of Jehovah thy God to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes, and his commandments, and his ordinances, and his testimonies, according to that which is written in the law of Moses, that thou mayest prosper in all that thou doest, and whithersoever thou turnest thyself, that Jehovah may establish his word which he spake concerning me, saying, If thy children take heed to their way to walk before me in truth with all their heart and with all their soul, there shall not fail thee, said he, a man on the throne of Israel." What finer things than these could have graced the renowned king's final days before he went the way of all the earth? David's death is expressed in these words as found in 1 Chronicles 29, verse 28. "And he died in a good old age, full of days, riches, and honor, and Solomon his son reigned in his stead." David died in a good old age. His basic character had been established upon goodness. The incident about Bathsheba and Uriah the Hittite and his numbering of the people were clear exceptions to an otherwise exemplary life. He died as an old man. He was old in more years lived on earth. That is about the only way some men know age. David was old in faith. He was old in the services that he had rendered to both God and to his nation. He was old in the battles he had fought for Zion. He was old in leadership. Most of his life had been spent before his people as leader. He was old in his love for the Lord. He had loved the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob since he was a mere lad in Bethlehem. He was old in the accomplishments he had made. He died in fullness of days, abundance of riches, and wearing the crown of honor. His name has been inscribed in Inspiration's Hall of Fame in Hebrews 11. My friends, if death were to strike you in the next 60 seconds, and it could, you know, would the so-called Grim Reaper find you ready to die as a righteous person? If you are not a Christian, you have not made righteous in the sight of God. Dear friends, once again, if you are not a Christian, you have not been made righteous in the sight of God. You need to hear God's word according to Romans 10, verse 17. Believe in the deity of Jesus, Hebrews 11, 6, and John 8, 24. Repent of all your sins as commanded in Luke 13, 3, and 5. Confess your faith in Jesus as stated in Matthew 10, 32, and 33. Matthew 16, 16, and Acts 8, 37, and be baptized for the remission of your sins, Acts 2, verse 38. Will you not accept the saving Christ this very day? Friends, we hope that you will give some thought to your soul. You may think, I need to look at this further in the Bible. And this is where we hope to help all of our listeners as we offer a number of tools for study. We'd like to help you in your path of searching for truth with a free Bible course done by mail. And here is our J-Webb with the details.
Our well-received Bible study course by mail is available to everyone absolutely free. Would you like to try it? All you do is call us toll-free at 855-444-6988 and leave your name, address, and just say home study. That's it. That's all you have to do. You may also go to our website at internationalgospelhour.com. Click on the Contact tab and leave us the same information, name, address, and type Home Study in the message box. At your own pace, you can study the Bible in your own home. Again, it's free. Give it a try. And it's from your friends here at International Gospel Hour.
And friends, we'll send you that Bible study right away. And we want to thank you for listening to us today as we've just shared with you a discussion of Let Me Die, The Death of the Righteous, as part of our Are You Listening Again series. This broadcast was first brought forth by Brother V.E. Howard, our first speaker of International Gospel Hour. This program was also penned by Brother Robert R. Taylor, the longtime evangelist for the Ripley, Tennessee Church of Christ. He wrote material for Brother Howard from the mid-70s to the mid-80s, and through the graciousness of Brother Taylor, we have secured a great number of these lessons, and we are blessed to launch these treasures once again. We call this our Are You Listening Again series. As we present them one more time, this material has not been presented in over 40 years, friends, but its truths are still as vital and as real today. Although both Brother Howard and Brother Taylor have died the death of the righteous, their lessons will still speak, as in the vein of Abel in Hebrews 11, verse 4, they being dead yet still speak. Friends, I want to pause and share with you some more information about International Gospel Hour through and a little bit about our website.
Hello, friends. Please know that any previous broadcasts from the International Gospel Hour are available at our website, internationalgospelhour.com, and also available on several podcast platforms. Maybe we're on your favorite podcast site. Just search for International Gospel Hour, and you can find previous broadcasts. They're always there 24/7 for you to listen or even to download. And now, let's continue our study.
And friends, again, if we can help you find any program of which you're looking for, please let us know with a quick email at info@internationalgospelhour.com. And we're going to continue our studies together at another time. I really appreciate you joining me today on the International Gospel Hour broadcast. I am Jeff Archie, and friends, keep listening.
God be with you till we...
Thank you for listening to our broadcast today. To God goes all the glory, and we hope that our study today will draw you closer to His Word to walk in His way. To listen to it again or our other broadcasts, please visit our website at internationalgospelhour.com.
God be with you.